Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, may I have your attention, please? Are you ready to engage in a mind-blowing experience and hear talks about life, technology, entertainment, and business? The next episode of Hip to Talks starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi everyone, Zoltan here. We're back again this week with Hip to Talks. Today we have a special guest, and there's since we covered this news, which sounds very exciting for the gaming industry. I have today Anthony Clicquot, CEO of Air Console, a leading TV and a car platform. Manufacturer, producer for car for casual gaming. Anthony, have I said that correctly? I just want to ask you to introduce yourself, say a few words about your company.
Of course. Yeah, thank you, Dalton. Of course. So essentially, I'm Anthony. I've been running Air Console now for a couple of years in the position of CEO first, and then I became CEO last year when after a couple of months, I had the crazy idea of bringing our gaming solution into the cars. Happened to turn out to be the future for us. And we've been working very hard with BMW on the launch of Air Console inside vehicles. And for us, it's a real pleasure, you know, to be able to tackle such an exciting topic that is, how will we play games in cars in the future, right? I mean, obviously, you probably played games too as a child. You remember those days where you were counting red cars and blue panels? Well, these days are over. Air Console is here to basically make sure that we create new long-lasting memories with technology that are slightly more sophisticated.
All right. So, yeah, I can imagine, because I use Android Auto and they have a limited amount of games on it. And, of course, you can only play it responsibly when you're parked. And I guess that's the case in your platform as well. So, could you provide an overview of this recent announcement regarding the launch of the BMW 5 Series with Air Console gaming platform on board?
For sure. So I'm freshly back from Berlin, actually, where we had the event. It was, in fact, just last week. So we were announcing to the world that the i5 and the 5 Series, essentially, BMW will be integrated with Air Console. And that was the big novelty, because at the end of the day, today, if you look at the ecosystem of automotive, BMW will be one of the first that is capable of offering a multiplayer casual experience to their players. And so that was a world first, and we were very excited to see that, you know, the press that was at the event got excited. At first, you know, maybe some people goes like, well, why do we need games in a car, right? And then they sit in it, play it, and come out with a big smile and tell me like, this is awesome, we need this, and that's going to make charging and waiting much cooler. So this is what we've covered last week, and yeah, we're extremely thrilled with the press attention that we've gotten on the product, and now we're more than expecting great news from customers getting first hands on that product.
All right, so you got us excited. That's why we contacted you to have you on this show. So what motivated you to collaborate with BMW and for incorporating game technology into the new 5 Series?
Yeah, that's a good question, Zoltan. So essentially, you know, when it all started, what we were hearing from the industry was that BMW, just like other car OEMs, are extremely conscious that providing sheer driving pleasure is an evolving experience today, right? And technology advancement makes that, you know, sheer driving pleasure may look very different in 5 years from now than what it looked like 10 years ago. And everybody was adamant. The car is becoming an extension of the living room. For us, it was very interesting because we were already present in the traditional living rooms with Air Console, and we realized in a car, there is an additional use case that comes to that, which is that, you know, people need to start waiting more in cars. With self-driving cars are around the corner, you know, that's also going to become a much larger use case where you will need to be entertained and you will search for entertainment. And if you look at public transportation today, you already know that those people that are riding in those public transportation, they are spending their time watching Netflix, spending time on socials and also playing games on their mobile. So for the car makers, that's become a real question: how do we adapt to that world in which we're about to enter, and can we provide that? And of course, while the car makers are brilliant at making fantastic vehicles like the 5 Series, making games is a completely different game, right? And you'd rather want to have a strong partner. So when we met, we established that was going to be a great story for both companies, you know. And I know for us European, it's hard to imagine this thing of waiting in a car, but you have to imagine in China today, people spend an average of an hour in their car while the car motor is idle. So they're just simply in there doing something else than driving. And while China is a very interesting market, we do see that the rest of the world will start, you know, adapting to this kind of ride because of the technology availability in the car, right? So that's definitely cool. And obviously gaming is undeniable that it's an important source of entertainment. I mean, today, 3 billion people play games, right? It's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, like you mentioned in your answer, that it's especially fun while waiting for your electric car to recharge. So while you're waiting, you can play a game, or if you're stuck in traffic, you can. I don't know, if you're stuck in traffic, you need to put it in park mode. How does this actually work?
Yes, so that's a great question. So it's actually, if you look at the way we've integrated it, we've made it in a very safe fashion. Today, right, actually the most dangerous thing that could happen is for somebody to actually play a game on their smartphone while driving, right? But yeah. Air console on a BMW, we've managed to configure the experience so that it's only available on the main screen for the driver if the car is in park. And so if you're in a traffic jam, you would need to have a very, very busy traffic jam for yourself to be in park. That has happened to me. There's a couple of roads here in Switzerland where you often tend to wait a couple of minutes. And so why not? Why not play a game in that context? But I really think of the waiting time, charging being one of the most important one, of course. But waiting, you know, in countries like the US, it's very common that, you know, the soccer mom goes to soccer practice and then instead of driving back home and coming back to pick up her kids, she could simply stay in her car and get entertained, be it playing games or watching Netflix, right? But that should be the way we think about mobility in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need to wait in your car for someone to just pick them up. And yeah, that makes it more fun. You should tell them, take your time. I'm playing
games. That's
what
it is.
So what features and functionalities will be available for users?
Yes. So essentially, you know, one important point to understand is that the platform by nature is multiplayer, right? So you're capable of pairing your phone to the screen of the car, and suddenly your smartphone becomes your game controller. So the beautiful aspect of that is that anybody can play a game in the car. And we're not asking from them to bring a hardware controller. No, they can simply just take their phone, scan a QR code, and off they go. They can start playing a game. So that is definitely one of the elements that makes our technology very unique. Besides that, you know, we are working hard with BMW on providing an experience in the car that cannot be experienced anywhere else. So what I mean by that is that we're currently building games for cars and not, you know, taking an existing game and just patching it into a car. I mean, everybody can do that, right? But what will make a difference between something that's gimmicky and fun once and something that people want to do every time they're charging because they had so much fun the last time, is important for you to take into consideration that the car is a new platform. It has different hardware than your living room. It has different hardware than what the computer offers to you or what a Game Boy offers to you, right? So you need to put yourself in the perspective that for game developers that work with us today, we are asking from them to think about the car as the platform. And so an example is, like, imagine you're waiting at the charging station and we are together in your car, right? And we're waiting there and the car needs to charge up to 80% and we've got like another 20 minutes to go. And the car will just prompt you, hey, do you want to survive zombie waves? And you're like, What is that? Okay, yeah, let's figure it out, right? And suddenly you see your car from above in the screen, and you're protecting your window with your smartphone. So you're shooting at zombies that are coming from the place you're sitting in the car in a game. And of course, like, that would be one that takes into consideration the charging time. But the other great features of a car is the sound. The sound system you've got in the car is probably one of the best you own as a consumer. So exactly. Why not take advantage of that in the game mechanics?
All right. So yeah, you already share the title almost with the zombie weight. And it's really exciting that it's most likely, like, you can compare it with augmented reality as well, if you're using your phone to just swing it around. And are there any specific game experiences or some details about you, maybe some titles that you can share besides the zombie weight?
Sure. So the zombie is an idea under development, right? Obviously, this is something we want to do in phase in a later phase. Today, what will be available at launch is a catalog of roughly 15 games. The idea there was really that we provide something for a casual audience, right? So that anyone can find something enjoyable in the car. And what that means is you're going to find titles like Music Guest, which essentially is a game that anyone loves, because what it does is it just plays a song and you've got to guess who is the artist or what's the name of the music. And that's universally understandable, right? And so if you take it from that very casual side until something more gamey-like, you know, where you're going to be racing, for example, we've got games like Go Kart Goes on the platform that are going to be great things where you're going to be racing with the people inside your car. And ideally, in the future, you're going to be racing with other BMW drivers online. So that's the idea. So you've got these kind of games. And I think more recently, if you follow the news, we've also announced a partnership with Team 17. Which has produced some of the best casual games out there, and one of the most successful casual games for multiplayer, at least, is Overcooked, and we're really proud that Overcooked is going to be part of this experience in the car.
All right, so this option is available only for the BMW 5 Series owners, or will it be something that could be considered as a retrofit maybe in the future for BMW owners? Or should we ask the BMW guys about this?
I mean, they can definitely give you a good answers, but I've been trained to provide you an answer on that one. So it is clear that BMW is making a statement with the 5 Series right now, but yep. There is a plan to retrofit some of the vehicles. So I know that the BMW, the 7 Series, the iX, at least the model that has been produced starting July 23, will also have the experience, the X5, the X6, the X7, the XM, the X5M. Okay. So there's going to be a wide availability of the platform on many other vehicles starting now, right? And obviously, there's going to be additional things to be done for the, the mid-range, and the top of range model, also the luxury class, all this will follow step by step while we continuously enhance the experience of gaming in the car. So it's a starting point, right? And we're really happy about this.
All right. So I will wait until Toyota gets it as well. my next question is, what sets the Air Console gaming platform apart from the other gaming platforms available in the market? And if there are any that are doing this on cars, and how does this align with the BMW's vision for its vehicles?
So I'll answer that by step by step. So I think one of the main thing is, if you're looking at the way Air Console is built, we provide a unique user experience today. There's no one on the market that basically lets you pair your phone onto the screen and make you play right away. You can play games using a touchscreen, right? But if you've ever played on a touchscreen in a car, you know that you're limited to a single index control. And that is subpar for several reasons, right? The type of game you're going to be able to play is going to be mostly the same. And also, the big question that you should ask yourself is, how long can you hold your arm up like this while playing a game, right? So by nature and design, the game session on the touchscreen will be much shorter, and they won't be as fantastic as they are on mobile because you cannot hold that massive screen in your hands, right? So this is tricky. And if you're looking at the AAA side of life within gaming industry, I believe you know there will be solution out there that enable you to play AAA games. But one of the big barrier there is that you do not have a gamepad in the car, and so the consumer needs to constantly think about taking their game console controller into their car and play that. And will you be playing that every single ride of every single day? I doubt it, right? You might want to go and enjoy it in your living room and hurry up in your car instead of staying in your car to play that. So this is where I think in terms of experience, we really differ from what's available on the market. And we offer this accessible gaming solution where anyone can become a gamer, right? So that's, I think, something that we do really well compared to our competition today. And how will that fit in the future for BMW? I think that it's quite record with their vision. They know who their customers are, right? And while some of them might be gamers, most of them aren't people that would qualify themselves as gamers. And I had the chance at the game night to meet some people that randomly came and played inside the car. And as I say, like, it was very interesting to see that for all of them, it was like, but I'm not a gamer, I'm not sure I'm going to like it. Then they sit in it and they realize, hey, but this is a really cool way to spend my time here. If I miss my child in the back, this is really cool because I'm having a social experience right now in my vehicle. And that's what the car should remain. And it's so sad to see people and they're all sitting in a car and each of them is on their individual smartphone, not talking to each other, right? This is definitely something that BMW doesn't want to create, right? We're talking about a company that cares about creating sheer driving pleasure, right? So for them, it needs to fit into that box. And air console ticked all the boxes.
All right. So it's certainly a huge step for you guys. And I know that you guys are very strong on browser multiplayer games, Android TV, I think, right? Google TV, etc. So I'm just want to ask you as a final question, what's next? Where are you going to bring this multiplayer experience next? You know, you have it in the car as well. So where can we have it in the future?
Sky is the limit, right? I can't disclose too much at this stage. We're really focused on our car initiative at the moment. And you know how it is. We as you say, we're quite successful, but we're still a startup. We're growing fast. And we're really happy about that. But it's about focus as well, right? So for us, and that's the vision we had with BMW, is that we would work with them to set a very high standard of what gaming in a car should be. But it is obvious that in the future, we want to spread this within the industry. And so that is definitely going to be an important next step for us. And when I talked about, you know, creating games for the cars, that is another very interesting next step for us. We want to integrate deeper with the vehicle, right? So that you can start using hardware that you have in the car that you do not have in your living room and put that inside the game mechanics. So those are going to be a cornerstone for us to create a bespoke experience that is unique to the vehicle, unique to the car, and can't be experienced anywhere else. And so for us, our big focus lays there, but I do know and I hear you. There is many other places we could tap onto the screens and offer this kind of gaming experience. So that's something we are, of course, keeping our ears open, just like they were when the automotive industry knocked at our doors. And so, yes, a very exciting future ahead is for sure what I can say. And we're really pumped about this partnership. Yeah.
It's smart taking it step by step, and congratulations for that. And thank you so much for your time. This has been awesome, Anthony, and I wish you all the best. Maybe if you have some closing remarks that you would like to share with the audience, you are more than welcome to do it.
Well, thank you, Zoltan, for that. And I'd be happy to take you on a game next time we see us in real life in a car. And I'm really excited for you guys to try it out there. Obviously, right now you need to get a BMW, and I know the 5 Series is not the cheapest option to play a game on. But I can guarantee you, you will definitely see those cars on the road and those people having fun. And you will consider that maybe buying a BMW is a great thing to do next time.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. So
thank you, Anthony. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure to subscribe to get updated about the next episodes. And we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining. Be sure to check back next week for the next Hip to Talks and subscribe on Amazon Music, Overcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, MixCloud, and Pandora.